We're going to pretend this is not take two. So if you were watching for those 15 minutes, you were probably one person who actually told us our mics weren't working. But Bang & Beers Podcast, episode 165, we are back. We are drinking Berwick Brewing Company's beers. It's so weird just repeating everything. You know what we do. The links are below. We have a merch page. We have social media, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Go follow all of them. Show some love. I think right now the merch page is having a sale till the 31st. I forget what the code is. I don't remember. There's a code on the website. I think it's your things is what I posted. It's on the soul. It's on our Facebook. The code. Well, I'll tell you right now. It is maybe. Oh yeah. If you use code your thing on the thing, you'll get up to 20 to 60% off items on the merch page. The only thing that's not on there anymore is the Beer Hub logo. Pornhub fucking struck down and made us get rid of it. But yeah, thank you for Sans Beer Reviews to let us know that our mics weren't working. So that's pretty dope. Yeah, you think after 165 episodes, I wouldn't know what the fuck I'm doing. But, you know, here we are. I need a producer. Who wants to work for free? Let me know. You can come hang out on Sundays and we'll pour you a beer off camera and you can drink. And maybe that's a terrible idea to give the beer producers. We'll still give you beers.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. It'll be fine.
You can't do worse than fucking I do. Yeah. So here we are. Hopefully you can hear us. And for the people who did tune in and been like, hey, their mic's not working, you could have fucking said something in the chat, you bastards. Sam Beer Review for the fucking win. Anyway, Berwick Brewing Company. Yeah, you just want to do the whole thing. Like, what did you do this week? Pretend you didn't.
I watched the new Candyman. I watched Uncharted. It was, I liked it. A lot of people complained. There are no monsters.
Uncharted. That's kind of like Uncharted is for. I told Bob, you know, an hour ago, that it's like a newer age version of Indiana Jones. But yeah, let's talk about your road trip from Roseland. Pretend we didn't hear that before too.
Capital Bar and Grill in Bloomsburg. Good food, great beer selection. We were there early, intentionally early. Beat the college crowd on a Friday night. We left there. We went across the street to Brewski's, which is also a coffee bar as well as beer. We had one there, and we returned to Tamaqua, where we hit both Stoker's and Revere breweries. Put a pretty good session in Friday night.
Yeah. There is, if you are listening live and you are local, there will be live music at Pilgaroo at 3 o'clock. There's some cool bands. Good friends of the podcast, Tim Mingle, will be there. So if you I'll probably be there for a little bit before the wrestling pay-per-view tonight. So if you want to stop in, I will be there. Yeah, come hang out with us and support some local music and beer. We were talking about how you can actually buy Pilgaroo beer at other locations in Pottsville. Like, you could buy the Dad Vibes in 16 ounce cans. It's on tap at Coney.
And we did have it at the Craft House for a short bit. I need to go over and restock.
Pretty dope that you can buy that everywhere. And they have a new beer out.
Yes. It's a dark Mexican lager between them and Mount Gretna.
And you said it's almost like a Modelo.
Yeah.
Modelo Negro.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's some cool local stuff news. Let's get into our first beer. We already have it poured because, once again, take two.
Technically, it's our second beer, but.
Yes.
Because the show beers, we're doing New Trail out of the variety pack.
There you go.
I have the Gearhead. Tony has Double Broken, and Bob's the Modern West Coast Volume 1, which he never had before.
Where are you at right now? I know you were saying before the show started. Where are you at it on tap? Like you said, you're at a.
I'm getting close to having my 5,000 unique beer. The show beer put me 40 away.
40.
I need 40 more beers now to unique beers.
Are you going to try to save that 5,000 for on air?
If I can, I will. I have a special barrel aged beer that I bought like 2 years ago prior to the pandemic that I've kept off to the side for the occasion.
Okay.
You're
like, no road tripping this weekend because I have to save this one check-in.
So if it may be, we'll see. But and it's not like I don't have beer at home that I haven't drank before too. But,
yeah.
I'm going to do my best to time it so it happens on the show.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. So we have Berwick Brewing Company. Bob, what do you know about this brewery? Do you have any history? Also, what was your experience going there?
I've been there several times. 5 or 6 years ago, my workplace needed a bigger facility. We couldn't find one in the Tamaqua area anymore, and we moved to Hazleton. And that's when I started going here.
Pretty good.
I've probably been there at least half a dozen times, probably a little more actually. They always have there's got to be at least 20 beers on tap on any given day. It's a variety of styles across the board. When I got these, you can get crowler or growler fills, but their normal to go beer is 6-pack bottles. I just asked the waitress to pick four.
Her four picks.
Four picks. So that's how we ended up with these.
Okay. Now I have looking at the bottles and the logo and just like, I feel like the modern, like the New Trail, the Pilgrims, the Abomination, the Rotundas, like they all have a similar, I don't want to say like, I guess the outsiders would say like a hipster vibe where they have like the very flashy art.
What I would say on this is I think that this is intentionally has a retro look to it.
Yes.
The brewery itself is in an older industrial space in Berwick. All the brick is exposed. There's the indoor tap room. They have outdoor seating. They have a beer garden. You can see the river from it.
Mm-hmm.
They have retro advertising from area businesses displayed. One section in the tap room, it's all kinds of old beer and soda bottles and German beer that are all lined up in a line on the wall.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a retro vibe.
So I think the new, like if when I was first getting into the craft world, would have ignored places like this and Benny's and Smith's and like not Smith's, Stoud's. Stout. Like those breweries that had more of that traditional retro vibe where it was very simple labeling where it looked like it came straight from like the 40s or 50s. And now like now I'm more educated as a beer drinker and I've experienced so many places. Like it's like, man, I wish I would have dove into the Berwick scene or this brewery a lot longer, like a lot longer ago. I like their vibe. Like these bottles look like you would find them buried in the woods somewhere. You're like, look at this old school bottle. Like it's dope. I like it. I like their vibe and what they're going for. The same color cap on the bottle.
Yeah, it's the label color.
Mm-hmm. I think that's neat.
One of their sticks too is that their menu, their specialty is pizza.
Okay.
They have a bunch of different kinds of pizza. My favorite is I actually have two favorites now. What they call the Steve-O Inferno, which is it's a hot pepper pizza.
Hot pepper, Rosa. If you're watching in the comments, tag. Berwick. I forgot to do that. So if anyone's on Facebook, tag them.
Then
put it to work on the other side.
They also use cheese curds and a lot of stuff. And they have they call it the Steve-O Curdo, where it's the hot peppers and cheese curds.
Now is like the owner Steve-O, or are they just big Jackass fans?
I'm assuming there's a Jackass tie in there, but I honestly don't know. they sell poutine with the cheese curds. I forget which night it is, but I know like at one night a week there's a cheesesteak night. They have burgers.
Sorry, I'm having a mental struggle underneath the table here. My headphone cord was stuck under my foot. Yeah. All right. So our first one here. Say it again, because I'm gonna fuck it up.
This is a Zwickle Pils. I have it up. Let me. So now it actually is the name of it. Zwickle Pils.
Now, real quick, before we get in, so this is Berwick Brewing Company, a microbrewery out of Berwick, Pennsylvania. They average on Untappd a 3.57 average. Let's see more info here. They are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I did not put their Instagram in the notes below. I apologize. But their website, Facebook, and Twitter are there. They have a total of 25,000 check-ins, 6,000 unique, 1,000 likes. And they're on 328 West Front Street, Pennsylvania. And there's a write-up here real quick. I can do that. Berwick Brewing Company is located in Berwick, Pennsylvania, overlooking the Susquehanna River. Overtop ingredients and are proudly currently offering 25 beers on tap. All beer served here is made here. Enjoy a hand-tossed thin crust pizza alongside your favorite beer. In addition of crowler fills, make your beer easier. Take along with you anywhere. So there you go. So that's the little write-up there. And they have made a total of 134 beers. And their only collaboration I see here is with Turkey Hill Brewing Company. And they made a Southside Amber Lager, which sounds pretty awesome. They have a beer called Grumpy Bill Pills, a Grumpy Bill Porter. We need to maybe get an updated logo and maybe put your face on it.
Yeah, put my face on
it. Even though I've never really seen you grumpy. But
I
maybe we need a Happy Bill.
I try not to be grumpy.
Maybe we need a Happy Bill Porter. And you can, and you, they could adopt you. Yeah. And all their labels, the same thing from looking at, all have that cool retro style, which is kind of cool. But yeah, go ahead, Bill, Bob. If, let's read some Zellweger or whatever.
I backtracked a little bit. At this point, I've logged in 35 beers from Berwick. So
35 out of the 134. So you're about a quarter of the way there.
So, again, this is called Zwickel Pils from the Berwick Brewing Company of Berwick, Pennsylvania. It is considered a Keller or Zwickel beer. It comes in at 5.6 ABV. This one has been checked in 616 times, where it averages a 3.33, which I think is a sad injustice. It's been checked in by my friends 8 times, where it averages a 3.13, and I've had this one several times before myself. There actually is no write-up. It just says that it is a Keller or Zwickel beer. And the flavor profile reads clean, bitter, hoppy, subtle, and floral.
Yeah, I definitely get all of that. I normally don't really like the floral in beer. But I don't mind it here. I would drink these all night. What was the ABV on that again?
5.6.
Wow. Does not drink like that.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. I love this. Yeah, I could drink this all day long.
Yeah, this is really good. And do you remember the bartender's name who
No, I actually, because that was another one where it was after work on Friday. And I got to tell you, people, if you go there after work on a Friday,
packed.
It is packed. There were no seats at the bar. We got there early enough that we got the first seats in the tap room. But the bar was packed. And I don't think we were there 5 minutes and 20 more people came in right behind us.
Yeah. So if this bartender robbed a bank, what would her description be?
Slim and attractive.
There you go. You don't remember a color hair or anything?
It was like a light brown.
There you go. Attractive, slim, brown, brunette was the bartender. So thank her, if you know who she is, for giving us these awesome beers. Yeah, there you go. Hot brunette walked into a bar, picked our, or was bartending.
Was bartending.
And picked our beers. And that's like a punchline of a joke somewhere. All right. So what do we think of these show beers?
I've had this multiple times and I've liked it.
Gearhead, that's a good. Yeah, like, I've been drinking a lot of Gearhead. It's really, really good. I mean, I'm always going to be a fan of the Broken. I went through all that Galaxy, right? Broken Heels. Yep. I love that. That was so good. But I have a couple more of the regular cans. I always say regular cans, but like instead of the 16-ouncers. But yeah. All right, well, let's get our next one going here. Did anyone make a happy plate here? They're still a little bit. Pills in the. I'll help you out. You want a little bit more?
No. All
right. No, it's only a little dasher. All right. So this is the Hondo Keller. If you want to read that off, Bob.
I had a little issue here. I'm a little behind. Give me a sec.
Are you enjoying Untappd? I'm going to write, not really. No, thanks. I'm trying to do a show here on Untappd. I can't be giving you a review right now. There you go. This is a little Hondo for you, Bill. But trying to think, did any here? This is a really weird beer question, our beer podcast question to ask a bunch of adults. But did any of you watch Chippendale Rescue Rangers yet?
The night it came out.
Did you really?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. I'm not the only child here, dude. It had no business being that good.
No, it was great. It was great. Just like it. It's not entirely even a kid's movie.
No, there's some adult stuff in there.
Yeah, because it's like, so it's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Exactly.
Because also he's in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not spoiling anything because he's in the trailer.
There is tons of cameos.
Yes. And I listened to an interview with the director who is in the Lonely Island. So all the digital shorts from SNL, the guys that did all of those are the ones who did this movie.
Oh, really?
Yes. So the way that it got done is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they get the rights to so many?
They just wrote the stuff in and then I guess just Disney like reached out and the other companies were like, yeah, sure.
That's crazy. Like He-Man's in it.
Yep.
There are characters that you can see that are in it, but they change enough so they can't get in trouble. Like Ash Ketchum is there, but he's not the same colors.
Yeah. I think those they might have reached out and said, can we? And they would say, nah, no, but you can use a likeness, but change the color. Like
South Park
makes
an appearance. Beavis and Butthead make an appearance in a Chippendales movie.
But it's
they make a stripper joke in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna say Chippendales, that's the
It literally opens with a Chippendales joke.
They're like, "We're Chippendale. You probably heard of us. Not these guys." And they show like
explorers or something. I don't remember. There was like every famous Chippendale is in there, and then they're like, "No, it's us." And it shows them on the old cartoon.
Yeah, the premise of this movie is that Chippendales exists within our reality. Like they are real people. They're not just drawings on a board. Like animation
but they're still chipmunks.
Yeah. Yes. So it's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where cartoon characters are living with humans. So the TV show was them as actual actors making an actual TV show.
Yep.
And not an animated cartoon.
And then like they go to Comic Cons and they sign autographs and they're like struggling because the one
gets surgery to be turned into
CGI.
Yeah.
So one looks like old school and the other one looks CGI'd. Like he got the CGI surgery.
Well, because he also said that they had that took a lot because they wanted it to be like if the 2D character got hit with something, if they both got hit with the same thing, each wouldn't react the same because one was 3D and one was 2D. So if something fell on them, the one would just get knocked down to the ground, but the other one would be flattened and then have to pop back up.
Yeah. So then the whole premise of this is there's a secret organization that is stealing animated characters and then morphing them so they don't look exactly the same and then sending them overseas to be made into cheesy knockoff movies and like restart their career and make money. So like instead of like the Little Mermaid, it's like the fish woman princess and it's like Ariel, but she has like her eyes look different or something. So they like change enough so it's not the same intellectual property. So someone's stealing characters that were famous at one point in time and like, and they kind of allude like some of these characters are like drunks or drug addicts. Like, it's a Disney movie. They're like, he's feeling real hard times. It's really, really good. I recommend it. And you can still watch it with your kids. It's not like over the top bad.
No, yeah. It's like all the adult jokes are there, but it's like.
Then they're like, I thought you were Alvin. He's like, how dare you? Like, even the way they talk is like. When they talk in the show, like with the high pitched squeals, like that's not their real voices. Yeah. They talk differently. Like they just put that on for the show. Like it's really fucking good. I bet you didn't think this Sunday you'd be fucking hearing grown men drinking beer talking about fucking Chippendales Rescue Rangers. And if you're an old school cartoon fan or in our generation, there's a really cool end sequence that everyone's like, please be real, please be real, please be that the next thing. I think they kind of did. Then they kind of like tease it or announce it that something's coming soon.
Yeah.
We'll say it then. Darkwing Duck.
Yep.
At the very end, Darkwing Duck's like, you don't want Chippendales, you want Darkwing Duck. And he's like, Darkwing Duck. And he's like the only one chanting it. But we definitely want Darkwing Duck. All right. Anything else you guys have just to kind of kill time in between here? Let's get into that. The Bucks County Ale Trail. You brought pamphlets and everything.
So the last episode, I spoke briefly about how we signed up for the Bucks County Ale Trail Passport. You only needed to visit 5 locations to get the shirt, which we did in one day. Shirt came in.
How many people do that? Do they ask?
I have no idea.
I wonder what the stats are.
But I mean, like, none of the places where we participated hesitated. Every bartender knew the 4-digit code to register you. No one had to look it up.
Is there a social media for this ale trail thing?
So
what I'm going to do is I'm going to clip this and I want to know how many times does someone sign up in one day and get a t-shirt almost the same day? Like, I want to know what the stats are of that.
I couldn't tell you that.
Well, they're going to tell us because we're going to tag them.
So in addition to the shirt, I got a Bucks County Ale Trail sticker, which will be going up on my bar at home later. And On the back of the shirt, it'll be in my end of the show picture. There's a map of Bucks County, and then down the sides, it lists all the breweries that participate. This booklet came in there with it. Aside from all the breweries in Bucks County, it lists all the distilleries, all the wineries,
and just things
that a bunch of nice restaurants, all the farmers markets, all the festivals, historic attractions. I was surprised how much stuff is actually in this. And I mean, that's a very short drive to get to. You can get to anywhere in Bucks County in an hour and a half from here. A ton of stuff to do that's all close to home.
Yeah. Oh, out of the five you went to, what was the what spot would you say is like one your spot of the night? Not saying other ones were bad, but which one really stood out to you? Wow, that's really good. Wow. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to have to say it was the Bucks County Brewery in Pipersville.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And what about that made it stand out for you? Put you on the spot.
Part of it was my first time there, so it was the first one that was a unique experience to me that day. The staff was great. The beer was great. They had a band there. Distillery right next door. It was just a fun time.
Nice. All right. So we are drinking the Hondo Keller. Hondo, isn't that from something? Wasn't there something pop culture with Hondo? Or
I don't know if there's a connection, but it was a Western movie.
That's from, what I it think, was. The 50s. Probably. The only other thing I can think is E Honda from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Hondo. Then, I know that some of the names associate with Berwick history or people that are affiliated with the brewery too. I don't know if that's the like.
Is it in the write up? Let's find out.
There is no write up.
They no. Again. Well, fuck us then.
So there actually
cannot be great with write ups.
So there are actually two Hondos. There's a regular Hondo, and then this is the Hondo Keller. This one is also considered a Keller or Zwickel beer. This one comes in at 5.4%. It's been logged in 35 times where it averages a 3.55. No friend check-ins at this point, and this is the first time I'm having it as well. Again, like I said, there's no write-up. It just says it is a Keller or Zwickel beer. The flavor profile is listed as light, refreshing.
What exactly malty, is a Keller beer? Smoother, does anyone know?
It's just like a Pilsner
style. It's a variation on a Pilsner,
yes. Okay.
Actually. A young, fresh Helles, so while still a malty, full attenuated Pils malt showcase, the hop character is more pronounced and the beer is cloudy, often with some level of diacetyl, and possibly has some green apple or other yeast-derived notes. As with the traditional Helles, the Keller version is still a beer intended to be drunk by the leader, so overall it should remain a light, refreshing, easy-drinking golden lager.
I will already say that this is...
I've never had a stinker from these guys.
I'd put this over the Renee Zellweger beer so far. This is really good. I think if I were to walk out with a six pack after drinking that, like if I walked in and this was my first beer that I tried by them, it'd be very hard to get me off it. This would be like my go to the rest of the night. This is real. It's refreshing. It has a great taste. It goes down super easy. This is a fantastic beer. I really, really like this one. Bill?
I like it. It's good. Yeah, also, it's an all day. It's obviously less piney than the last one. Like, less piney, less floral.
The floral, yeah.
Yeah, but they're both great so far. It's both one I could drink all day long.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious with the Hondo. I wonder if it's the Western. It's got to be the Western, right? Oh, what we got? Brett Squared in the chat says, maybe... Maybe we just lost it. Hold on. Someone at the brewery is a Celtics fan. Hondo was a nickname of Hall of Famer John Halvick. Maybe. Didn't the Celtics just push game seven? Or no, someone just pushed game seven on the Celtics, right? Jimmy Butler just went off or something like that?
I stopped following it.
I don't really care about really that.
I try. I try to get into basketball and then... Like, I'm good for, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm like, yeah.
I'm so dialed into professional wrestling, I just don't care about real sports anymore. I don't know. I just want fantasy. There's too much fucking nonsense going on in the world. I just need more fantasy and more stuff to escape from. I need fakeness.
You're going to have to start scripting everything.
Yeah, I need a scripted life. I need to be on the Truman Show. Someone can work that out for me. Yeah. Have you guys watched anything else or diving in anything, listen to anything music-wise?
No, just the same with everything. I watched the first episode of Obi-Wan, didn't watch the second yet. Because the first two came out, but I've just been busy, and I didn't start the new Stranger Things yet either.
I watched episode one. I tried to watch episode one.
Episode one's a very poor one to start on because
I watched it four times and couldn't finish it and gave up and went to episode two.
Mm-hmm.
Episode two, I made it through in one try. Not easy.
Now, if you start with the original trilogy and then go back, it's a little easier because you already have introductions to some of the characters and people and things that they talk about in episode one even. But
I have a hard time with fantasy stuff.
There's a lot of people that say you could just skip episode one altogether.
Yeah.
Because like there's a perfect cut, they call it, where you watch. I think it's...
I Googled it. There's like a thousand different cuts you could watch.
Yeah, but there's one that it makes it like more Vader's story than anyone else's, which is...
Yeah. So this is... So then I watched episode one, episode two, and then I turned on the Clone Wars cartoon series. Now, if I'm going to watch this in chronological order, I have to watch seven seasons of this show
before you go to episode three.
Then go watch episode three.
Yep.
Then finish episode three and watch the remaining two seasons of the Clone Wars. The Clone Wars animation is really good. I will say that. It is a lot more enjoyable than those first two movies. The characters are kind of dope. There's more Anakin. There's more of like learning how Anakin was still kind of like good and still fighting that fight, but he still was kind of a prick. It's dope. I'm into it. I'm sorry if you hated our last episode for Star Wars and we're giving you more right now because I'm trying to like learn more. But I have a hard time with like Game of Thrones or any fantasy or sci-fi where they talk about like forms of government and towns and cities and rulers as if I should know about it. Like I'm in America and couldn't tell you about current event leaders, anything outside of our country or even like people in our states. You know what I mean? Like who's the prime minister? No fucking idea. Who's the leader of the Republican House?
But I think part of the problem, especially with the first one too, was that, Anakin was like Jar Jar the second, you know?
Yeah.
I'm six, but I can build a robot. I can fly a pod.
I just feel like they learned how to do special effects and just cranked it to a fucking thousand. And they're like, we can make real cool scenes where they're jumping out of fucking buildings. There's no ground to, and we're going to do a huge fight on a fucking assembly line. Like
they were doing things for the sake of doing them because they could and not because they needed to.
Yes. It was pretty bad. If you haven't checked out the Shorsey yet, you're fucking up, bud. What's that?
Oh, he's talking Letterkenny.
Oh, Letterkenny. Yeah. I tried watching Letterkenny. I couldn't get into it. Watched four episodes of the new Stranger Things last night. It's okay. Pizza Boy is releasing a Stranger Things beer soon. I think it's a Kolsch. There you go. If you're Stranger
I'd be
Things
on board.
Beer. Yeah. And then, hey, Uncle Billy, it's your nephew. Cool to tune in to stuff like this and all. It's Spazman97.
Oh, yep.
So, like, we have to, like, not curse now? Would that be good?
No, we're good. Okay. We're fine.
Like, he's like nine, and he just figured out YouTube.
No, he's not nine.
Okay. That's happened before to us.
No, he's not nine.
Okay. All right.
And I hope he's enjoying himself in whichever country he's in now. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Is he, like, military?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for serving. Thank you for your... That's what you're supposed to say, right?
Thank you for serving.
And he said, send it. I think he's telling you to chug your beer.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
it's a marathon, not a sprint. I love this Hondo. Sorry to go back to our pop culture talk here. Isn't Robert Englund in the new season of Stranger Things?
Yep. Yeah, he is.
Is he like the villain or is he just...
I'm not sure.
Oh, it kind of leaves it open.
I think so. I haven't watched any of it yet.
Okay.
I mean, aside from the trailers.
I have to watch. I think I stopped in like season two. I didn't hate it. I just like it's one of those shows where I started and then stopped and then just never picked it back up.
My problem is like I'll put a season on and sit and watch the whole thing in one sitting just because I just want to keep going. But this season is like episodes are like an hour and a half.
Well, that's my problem since I'm unemployed. I'm trying to like find work, but trying to find work that I can work Monday through Friday and not have to work a weekend, which is not easy to find in today's. Who knew? Yeah. So if you know anyone that's hiring Monday through Friday day shift, let your boy know. And it's, well, I don't have to break my fucking back either. Like, I'm not trying to work in an assembly line. My body just ain't built for that anymore. I have a disability, if anyone's wondering. It's like, oh, this guy's lazy. No, but if I start watching TV shows and I get nothing done, and then I gotta get some stuff done around the house, and I want to do some things. If I have this time off, and I want to be proactive is the word I'm looking for.
Sure.
But yep. But you know, you're getting old when you get excited for a new lawnmower. That happened to me too. Bought a brand new lawnmower. Went out to go cut the grass because it was like higher than our dog. And went to do the handle thing. Well, actually, it wasn't that high yet. But I went to do the handle thing, and the cord snapped, like the starter cord. And I'm not handy. I can't fix it. So I was like, well, we got to buy a new one. So if anyone knows how to fix a lawnmower, you can have this one. I think it's got a full tank of gas and everything. we got one of those like battery powered ones.
Yeah, that's what I have, battery.
It takes about 40. It lasts 45 minutes, but my lawn was so high, and I was trying to do it in between like the rain, and then it got hot enough to at least cut a little bit of it, and it was a fucking nightmare. That's all my day was yesterday. But it was kind of cool to use like an electric lawnmower. Yeah. They're so much quieter.
They're so quiet.
Yeah. Yep. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. You could go out at like 4 o'clock in the morning and mow your lawn if you want to, because it's just like a low hum.
Yeah. It's like you're out there with a fan, essentially.
A drone. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was dope. Yeah. Fucking out there. Now I can let you have lawnmower beers. I need a little cup holder for my lawnmower. Yeah.
No, just get a helmet.
Oh, the helmet with the straws.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call.
With the straws.
Good fucking call.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. Is there anything else you want to add or add to the conversation while I open up our next one here?
I think I'm pretty much caught up
on everything. All right. So this is the Berwick Lager. Now, it is a darker bottle. We can't tell if we're looking at a blonde lager, if we're looking at an amber.
I'm gonna say it's blonde.
What are we doing? Ooh, yeah, it's blonde. Disappointing, Berwick.
So
us Pottsville boys, we like our amber lagers.
Berwick Lager from the Berwick Brewing Company of Berwick, Pennsylvania. This is considered an American lager. It comes in at 4% ABV. It's been logged in 725 times, where it averages a 3.48. I have 9 friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.75. Again, there's no write-up for this. The flavor profile is listed as light, smooth, clean, subtle, and sweet.
I see one of your check-ins here. You took a picture of someone handing it to you.
I've had it before. Yeah.
I love their logo, the big W, and then like how it. I think it's a cool logo. Let's see. Oh. That person gave it a 2.75, but he doesn't like anything unless it's a hazy IPA.
Yeah, too much of that goes on.
Yeah. My dad, Pops, who's not at the table today, he drank this, gave it a 3.75. We'll give him a toast. Tony Pitt, why does that sound familiar? He gave it a 4. Colin from Pilgrim gave it a 3.5. His brother, not so much. Well, all right. Well, let's see what we think. Who cares what everybody else thinks? Let's see what we think of it. Have you tried it yet? Have you taken a little sippy? What do you think?
It's another all day.
There you go. There's the Steve-O Inferno.
Is that the pizza?
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy. I can't eat hot things.
This would go well in your helmet for cutting the lawn.
Yeah, this almost drinks like a light lager. It's very light bodied. So here's what I'll say, and this is not a knock. It's not saying I don't like it, but if I were to get this lager, because I don't normally go for the lager first. It's a good lager. It's a light lager, but I'm preconditioned once again being
outside
of Pottsville, the darker, the Marzen, the more malty, caramely lagers. So, but I understand there's different variations of lagers. I get all that. I think. For the a little bit higher ABV and the more bodied flavor, I'd go Hondo still over the lager. I think I'm showing my hand here for beer of the night already, but I'm just saying flavor profile wise, I think there's more flavor packed into the Hondo. But this lager, once again, is an all day, or you can drink it all day. Super refreshing outside, drink it, do what you got to do. But if you're looking for a little more flavor and a little more oomph to it, I would go with the Hondo Keller. But this is fantastic. Yeah, I do like this.
I get a little bit of corn on the finish. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a light bodied corny, like the corn, not corny, but like that corn log. Yeah, that's exactly what you're. Yeah, I don't know how else to say it without sounding. I'm always afraid that it's going to be perceived as I'm talking shit on it, and that's not what I want. And then I get in my own head.
No. Again, I've had this one before. I'm having it now. I'll say it again. I have never had a stinker from Berwick. Anytime you go there, it's always a quality product.
So this is the flavor profile. Did you read the flavor profiles? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Light, smooth, clean, subtle, sweet is exactly whoever put those flavor adjuncts in that you absolutely nailed, because that's exactly what they're going for. What do we got here? Spazman says, we got beers here, but they're Heineken 0%, you know, fake beer. So where's he at?
Well, he's in the Air Force, so I don't know if on base, depending on where he's at, they might not.
Oh, kind of
like if you're in the Middle East someplace.
Like Middle East is like very dry, right?
Again, it depends on where you are, but I know like if anybody's on the ground in Iraq, they in theory can't have
alcohol,
real beer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. Maybe he's somewhere where it's like alcohol is really frowned upon. Heineken Zeros, though. Didn't they make Guinness Zeros?
I don't think it's. I haven't seen it yet, but I did have the Heineken Zero.
How is it?
Good.
Should we do an NA episode?
I do kind of want to do either an NA or do.
That's funny because
like a blind. Fold one where we give you a Heineken and a Heineken 0.0, and then you pick which one is.
He'll be able to tell.
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah.
But that's why I had the Heineken 0.0 once too, and the only reason I did it was it was the only beer on the list that I hadn't had before.
Yeah, but yeah. Like for like a 0%, it's pretty good because it still has like a beer taste to it.
I remember and
it's
drinking
not like
it tries really hard to be a real beer, but it's
yeah.
It's still in
that. Yeah. I was at a bar one night and my one friend, she was drinking a Duels NA. And first off, two things I want to bring up about this. If you're at a bar and you see someone drinking an NA, leave them the fuck alone. First and foremost, they're probably drinking it for a reason, but they still want to be social. And it's already bad enough that a lot of times that standard of being in a bar is like, what do you have a drink in your hand? Especially yeah. to a female. Uh-huh. The fact that like, listen, maybe alcohol isn't their thing or they're not very... They've had issues in the past with it, but they're still trying to be social and enjoy their lives, and especially living in certain areas where the only place you can go to be social are bars. If they're drinking NA, let them fucking drink it NA. Don't be a fucking dick about it. Let them go. Second of all, it didn't taste terrible. It tasted like a beer. Yeah.
And there's also lots of like craft breweries too that do NAs now. Like Untitled Art has.
I wish I could remember. I know one of them is called Athletic.
Yep.
There are at least two breweries that I know of that's all they do.
Yep.
Are
yeah. NA beers. Yeah. Because we have all. I think we carry just about the whole line of the Athletic. So I could probably build an NA episode for us.
Yeah.
In between that, and that's how we can do like 20 beers an episode.
Yeah, that episode how many NAs can we drink before we throw up?
Yeah.
Not because of the beer,
no, because
we just
full.
Drank so much.
I do still want to do like a Miller 64 episode because that's like 2.7% and see how many we can drink.
It would be fun to do like how Miller and Coors and Bud have all the different variants of their beer, like the lime and this.
Yep.
I think that would be a fun. We just do like a Miller episode where it's like Miller Genuine Draft, Miller 64.
Yeah, or a little, like Michelob Ultra.
Kind of like we did with like Yingling the one time.
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously, it is banging beers. It's not banging craft beers. Like, yeah. We are open to try different things. But it would be cool to maybe go through the line. Because there are a lot of beers where you're just like, that's Miller or it's Coors. I don't care to try it. But like, or even like, you know what I seen on TV? And I was kind of like, I was going to message you and be like, if you have it at the store, grab it. And if maybe this is me telling you to do that. The hard seltzer sodas. Who's making the sodas?
They're Bud Light. And the ones I've had aren't bad.
Really?
They're pretty good.
I kind of want to try the seltzer sodas.
You can't really tell that there's alcohol in them. I tried the cherry cola, the orange, and the lemon lime.
Okay.
So the only one I didn't try was the regular.
Snowball cola. Says, I like that idea. I'm just going to ask you to backtrack a hair. There's a little bit of a delay. We said like,
I think the either.
Yeah.
So is it the Miller 64 and us to try to drink as many as we possibly can? Or is it the NAs?
How often do y'all stream? So we stream on this show every Sunday. We're still to be determined if we're going to do every Sunday or switch it to every other Sunday. I'm down for still every Sunday. I know, but we may not have the full cast every Sunday because there's a lot of, it takes a lot of work to do this every week and a lot of time and a lot of commitment and obviously money to always keep buying the beer. So, and it is very difficult for everyone to participate every weekend because people have lives and people want to do things on their Sunday, except so, as of now, we'll be here next Sunday, but follow us on social media, and if things change, we'll let you know. But this show is every Sunday, and then we're part of a network called the IWEP Network. And if you're on our YouTube, which you are, if you scroll to the very bottom of our page, you'll see Not Cool in High School, Interviews with Everyday People, Truth Behind Illusion. We do other shows as well. Not everybody here at the table is involved with them, just me. But you see people pop in and out and do each show. But we're usually live every Tuesday, every Thursday, and Sundays, and then the other shows kind of pop up here and there. But yeah, you're more than welcome to come join us, and we appreciate you, Spazman, or Bill's nephew, right?
Nephew
hanging out with us. That's pretty dope. And he said both. So
both. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. So I don't think we have anything set in stone for next week, do we? Like beer wise?
I brought the Sunday morning stout.
Yeah, we have three bottles of Sunday morning stout. I know Andy
They're from 2016.
Okay. And I know Andy brought those summer beers. He's working on a summer beer lineup. But maybe we'll just, because he has like four different beers there. But yeah, we're trying to like limit how many we're doing so we can keep the episodes around like an hour and 15, hour 20. Because we're kind of pushing like hour 45, 2 hour marks a lot. And I'm not sure how that translates to people sticking around and listening. We're trying to figure a way to keep our audience interested for longer periods of time and not just bailing in 2 minutes, because that, like, looking at analytics, that happens a lot.
So you need the card girl for the round.
Yeah, we do. We need to hire a card girl. All right, let's finish this lager up here. And I didn't even touch my show beer at all. All right, so we will crack our last and final beer of the episode. Berwick Brewing Company's West End Pale Ale.
All right, West End Pale Ale, again, from the Berwick Brewing Company of Berwick, Pennsylvania. This is considered an American Pale Ale. It comes in at 4.8%. It's been checked in 846 times, where it averages a 3.37. I have 15 friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.47, and this will be the second time I've had this myself. Again, there's no write-up. The flavor profile is listed as hoppy, light, floral, sweet, and grainy.
All right. In the chat says Connor, so you don't have to say my username.
Yep.
And I'm hoping that after deployment, I can come home and visit Bill so he can meet his new nephew.
Yes.
If you come home, you have a spot at the table if you want to come drink with us when you're home, too. So, I mean, it's not cool as meeting your uncle and the whole family, but you can come drink with us when you're home, too. That'd be cool. I'll meet you. All right. So here we are, the West End Pale Ale.
What branch of service is he in, Bill?
He's in the Air Force.
Air Force?
Yep.
Zoomy.
Is that what they call them? Zoomies?
Yeah. A former jarhead.
That's Marine, right?
Yep.
Look at you.
Long ago and many pounds.
I played high school football once. I don't know. That's the only cool thing. I'm not even cool, but. My brother's a corpsman. He's a Navy, but he's with Marines.
The corpsmen and chaplains, they're actually authorized when they're deployed with the Marine Corps, with the Fleet Marine Force, they are actually authorized to wear Marine Corps uniforms.
Wow. Let me get another sip of that. I seen floral. You read floral, and I immediately got a little nervous because, once again, I'm not a huge floral fan. It's there. But everything else mixes so well.
But I'm serious. Like I said, no stinkers.
No. Nope. What the fuck is happening right now?
Hey, it's the cheer of the lager, baby.
This is the pale ale.
Well, yeah, but it's in the fan. It's like that's that toad line in between lager and an IPA. Or at least I would think so.
All right, so here is Anthony Fraduel on. We're friends on Untapped, or this is.
How did he not end up being my highlight? because so, I have friends with them too.
Yeah, so this
he usually has really good write-ups.
This is, yeah, that's exactly why I said it. So this is just recent activity. I don't think we're friends, but I think I'm going to follow him now. Is that how this works? Or we already are friends? He says, wow, 4 stars on fresh ingredients alone. Could actually separate the biscuit, the malt, the light earthy hop flavor on the palate. Old school solid English style pale ale. 4. He couldn't, that's exactly what I was thinking in my brain, but didn't know how to put it to words.
Yeah, if you look, he almost always has a fantastic write-up.
Dom the Beer Bro.
Oh, we didn't hear from him in a while.
This is a highlight from July 16, 2018. He checked this in, and it says, bold and hoppy. You'll find this beer most certainly isn't floppy. Hoppy floppy, you get it? This guy knows how to fucking write them up. Yeah, that is... fuck, man, Berwick. You want Bob? I think you put them in a very good lineup here for us to try.
The next time I go back, I'll have to find out what her name is and thank her then. But compliments, I'll go to the waitress. I told her to pick whatever she wanted that was in 6 packs. And
well, no, I'm just saying. Oh. I think the order you put them in for us drink them was fucking. That was stellar.
Yeah, I'm not a Cicerone, but that was definitely the way to go.
Yeah, I don't want to say my hand here, but holy fucko, that last one was that was the grand finale. That was like a fireworks show. That's fucking awesome.
Yep, it is good.
That's really good. Well, listen, we're at 40, but a little over 45 minutes. What do we got here? Scott J. Hey, fellas, first time checking in with you guys out live. Been listening to older 2022 episodes. Cheers. Thank you so much. Thanks. Scott. Where are you from? We're curious to know where you're from and how you found out about us. That'd be awesome if you can share that information. But thank you so much hanging out with us live. If you are if you're listening too, let us know what you're drinking, and we appreciate it. Super, super appreciate it. We're trying to grow on this YouTube side, so the fact that you went over on that is awesome. But we'll start with you, Bill. While Scott's answering, maybe we'll add some more to the show, just talking to the live chat. So if there's any questions or any feedback or anything you guys want to talk about, put it in the chat. Because we are getting close to the end here. So, your beer of the night.
Let's go with
the West End Pale. West End Bob.
I'll second that.
I third it. I was going to say, man, I'm gonna top off here. Do you want a little more? This is really not.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you can have the last couple drops. Sorry, I took most of it. I apologize. Yeah, beer of the night, the West End Pale Ale. Holy fuck, man. As soon as that flavor hits you, whatever they got going on there, that's unbelievable. That's really, really good. I'll go second for second beer of the night. I'm going to go Hondo Keller. I thought for sure, like as soon as I drank that, I was like, that's going to be tough to beat. That's super light bodied and has the flavor, all the flavors I like in a beer. That's why I'm going to go second. But it's not even like I had to settle for that because the West End just ran away with it. Bill or Bob, sorry.
That's a tough one because, there's no stinkers out here. These were all fantastic, but,
ooh, I think he's going to make it difficult for you. Bro.
I think so. I think I'm going to agree with you and go.
Oh, never mind.
All right. He made it easy.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to go with.
Yeah. Anyway. So Hondo Keller is going to be number 2. Bob, we'll end with you with our third place beer of the lineup.
I might as well flip a coin. But I think I'm going to go with the lager.
Yeah. The only thing, and it just because it's an adjunct beer I'm not a huge fan of, is the floral. And it is predominantly more in this Pilsner than it is in the pale ale. The pale ale, it is there, but there's a mix of everything else going on there where it's really nice. I'm not saying that the Pilsner is a bad beer. I would still drink it all day long. But I do agree that the lager is very fresh, light-bodied, and a good, easy drinker all day.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, they're all good.
Yeah, great lineup.
If there was a way that I could think that we could force a tie for third,
yeah,
I would do it. But with there only being 3 people at the table,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to tie.
So number 1 beer is going to be the West End Pale Ale. 2 is going to be the Hondo Keller. And number the 3 is going to be the Lager, the Berwick Lager. Awesome episode, man. So that's definitely got to be a thing where we got to make a trip up there.
It's worth the time. Absolutely.
All right. I don't know how I feel about this last little topper thing you got here. I'll try to entertain everybody, but if it's not good, I'm not drinking the whole thing.
It's only 0.67 ounces, so it's going to be pretty hard not to drink the whole
thing. Okay.
So, what we have here, if anybody is in the know on this, please chip in. This is called Underberg. It is technically considered a digestive bitter. This has been around since 1846. This particular one originated in Germany. And it's meant to be drank as a digestive aid at the end of your meal.
Or at the end of a Bang and Beers episode.
Or in this case, yeah, well, the liquid bread. We're good.
So isn't it so gross up?
So traditionally what you do you take the cap off.
And don't smell it.
Some people don't use their hands. Some people bang the bottle, but I just tilt it back. It is actually designed to drip, so it may take a couple seconds for it all to come out. I'll be honest with you right away. The first thing you're going to get is bitter, 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 and then all the other stuff is going to start to overtake the bitter. And
we'll wait for beer to come. They'll come back down.
There are actually over 43 different herbs and stuff that are in this. It's this very complex recipe, and when you start to notice other stuff, you're just going to be amazed at like how many different things are going on there at one time, and how rapidly they change.
It smells like black licorice.
And then they're definitely a strong anise note to it. I think you're gonna think it's horrible at first. I don't know if you're gonna last long enough to get the stuff that kicks in after the bitter. But I think it's phenomenal. And the reason it comes in a small bottle like this is a neat little story, too, I thought. From the time it was manufactured originally...
I keep looking at it like it's poison. I'm sorry.
it used to come in various sizes and everything. You get big bottles, little bottles, medium bottles. When the German economy was in ruins at the end of World War II and money was hard to come by, the man that owned the company said... even the poorest person should be able to drink my product. And he found somebody that made these little bottles. And since that day, this is the only size they come in.
There you go.
So even if you had back then pennies in your pocket, you could.
So it rips off at the label. So you untwist the top and then just kind of peel the label.
And everybody save your lid, please, too, because they actually have a program where you can redeem your lids for prizes.
Okay. So, all right. So essentially, this is going to make you buff.
Okay.
Yeah. He didn't say that at all.
So then it's good that I didn't wear any sleeves today.
Yeah, you're going to be so jacked. Scott says, Hubbard, Ohio, on the PA border, drinking a cooked pecker out of Charn Falls, Ohio, a yo-yo rodeo. I want a beer called a cooked pecker. That's hilarious. How did you hear about it, Scott? I'm just curious. But and once again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. All right. So you're just supposed to chug this, but it's
yeah, tilt it back and you actually feel the drops hit your tongue. The bottle is designed to come out drop at a time, but again, it's not a big bottle,
so it's
not
going to take forever to come out.
Like 2 seconds.
Dude, I'm terrible at bad taste. Like I don't want to throw up on screen.
So be sure and look straight in the camera so they can mug this.
Yeah, I don't want to puke on stream.
See, but I'm serious. Like you'll feel the bitter spread across your tongue, and for me, at the point where I like go, "Wow, this is bitter," that's when all the other stuff starts to happen. Mm. So, one.
Yeah, we're getting.
Yeah, you get your water ready. Oh, yeah, you got yours in hand too. One, two, three.
You need to tap it right. Oh my God.
See, you know, like almost like a warm Jägermeister. Yes. And then the other stuff.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
I didn't finish it. It. Oh, that's.
It's very. It takes me back to like.
Why is it so hot?
Being like 21.
Because I'm serious. There are over 40 herbs and stuff in here for the digestive blend.
Here, you can finish mine.
This actually.
So I smell the black regular. It's not going to be good for me.
Due to the rules in place when this was originally imported into the United States, this is considered a digestive aid. Even though this is 40% or 46% alcohol, you can walk into any store that carries this and you can buy it without getting carded or whatever. It's still to this day considered a digestive aid. And it was readily available on the shelves during Prohibition because it was not classified as liquor.
Well, that was the same with Old Forester. They they could still.
You know what I did? I fucked up. So when I did it, I'm not gonna definitely finish it. I didn't want it to hit my tongue right away because, like I said, I have a horrible gag reflex and I don't like the taste of bad. Like if I don't mind, so I lifted my tongue and literally poured it underneath my tongue, and like it just heated up the inside of my mouth. Like, and then I was like, I gotta stop.
And I can't remember what time it was during the its history, but they worked with a glass company, and there is actually a specific style glass to drink this out of. When you choose to use glassware, it's kind of a smaller tulip shaped glass. It's designed to perfectly hold one bottle. And what's unique about it is it supposedly has the longest stem of any purpose designed glass. And the stem is 24 centimeters, which is roughly like that long.
You own one?
No.
You should try to buy one. You're going to digest so well now. It's a ball and a half. Your poop's going to be
poop
great.
With ease.
Yeah, your poop's is going to slide right out. All right. Well, that'll do it for episode 165. Bill, what do you got to plug?
We're broadening the delivery days for at the Craft House now slowly. We didn't increase the reach of area for delivery, but we did increase the number of days. We are doing it. Now you can download our app. I shared it on the community page. I'll share it again. And then it'll show what we have on hand. It'll show pricing. You can do online orders. We'll pick it. It'll be ready for you. You just walk in and say you have an online order. It's already paid for through the app. And then you just sign a paper and you walk out with your beer, or we can bring it out to your car. On top of that, get your tickets for Brewfest.
Yeah, not many VIPs.
Not many VIPs left.
Let us know if you're in the chat and you're local. Let us know if you're coming to Brewfest. Or if you're not local and you want to travel, let us know, because we could probably help you find a hotel room or something, or you can crash on Bill's couch. You can be a complete stranger. And
Just sleep in my yard in a tent.
There you go. I just cut my grass. You can sleep in my yard. I'll sleep. I don't have any guest room, so I would invite you. But my guest room is my game room, and I don't have a couch or bed or anything to
sleep on the floor in a sleeping bag.
Once again, well, I was gonna say too, leave us reviews. Let us know what you thought of the episode if you hung out the entire time. He already says solid episode. See you guys next week. Appreciate that. I'll put those up once we go through at the end here. But if you guys can check out the links below, we do have our website. You can leave a review on there. If you also want to check out past episodes, we are trying to grow the audio side of things. I'm trying to find a way to let Anchor. So once you put your bank information on one account, it only lets you use one account. So I can't put the same banking information on all of our anchors, because Anchor gives you an ad. If you get so many listens, they pay you per episode of how many people listen to their Anchor ad. But it won't let me. It's fucking annoying. It pisses me off. But
each show has to have a separate account.
Yeah, and I'm not making 8 bank accounts for each show. I didn't LLC any of this, because it's just like I feel like we're not at that level to LLC it. You know what I mean? Like, we're still trying to grow. But word of mouth helps out. If you guys like the show, tell people about it. Share it on social media. Let people know we exist, because we're sure as hell not paying fucking algorithms. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. So we've been making a ton of clips. We didn't clip at all pretty much anything this season, so there's a lot of clips coming from past episodes you guys can go check out and see small little snippets of it. And if you think the snippets are funny, you can go check out the full episodes. We are on Spotify, Apple Music. Any reviews or likes on there is cool. There's this new app I found. This is going to be kind of my plug, but it's called Good Pods. So it's kind of like an app where it's just dedicated to independent podcast, but you can listen to any podcast on there, unless it's like Spotify or Apple exclusive.
Yeah, exclusives.
But more or less, this is geared toward like the independents like us. And when you go on there, it almost has like a social media feed, like a Twitter. And when you listen to an episode, it puts it in your feed, and then other people see what you're listening to. And then it tells you how many people have listened to it, and you can review it. And it's a great way to get feedback on your content. They have groups in there. So there's like beer groups, but they're not super active. The only thing about this app that I think does kind of suck is there's not many people who actually interact. It's more or less like a Facebook community page where people are just dumping their content.
Yeah.
And they're just like, look at me, but I'm not going to look back. Which sucks, but it is a pretty cool idea. I think it's fun. It's new. You can check it out. But Bob, what do you got?
Bucks County Ale Trail. Check it out. Easy way to get a free shirt and good beer.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys all next week for Bang and Beers Podcast. Episode 165 is done. We'll see you next week for 166. We don't know our beer lineup yet, so we'll figure that out. We'll get back to you guys, but we don't have a time yet either.
Know who's all going to be here.
Or who's all going to be here. It's going to be a great time. So we'll see
you guys. It's a mystery.
It'll be a mystery episode. We'll see you guys next time. Bang and Beers Podcast. We're out of here.
Oh, that was SpongeBob Seahorse.